Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Going to bring in my friend Rick Volvock. Been a little bit since I visited with him. He's farmer, entrepreneur, investor, commodities trader at one time. Pretty much a Rolodex of things. But in an effort to get you off, because you got another radio show to do here very shortly, we're going to get you off by about 56, 57, Ray. But first off, how are things looking in your farm up in the Thief River Falls area?
Yeah, just so people are dialed in, that's up in northwest Minnesota, Pennington County, Marshall County, up in that neck of the woods. And, man, it's kind of like a lot of spots. It's dry as a bone. It is horribly dry.
Did you guys get hit with the frost or anything like that, or the hellacious rains or anything, or did you kind of deflect that a bit?
Yeah, you know that the big rainfalls happened just to the west of us in a little isolated spot up by Argyll. I mean, yeah, I shouldn't say little because if it happens to you, of course, it's horrendous. But it was a more of an isolated area. And as far as the frost goes, there was a little bit of that, but not much. And what was crazier, the frost hit the areas, if you can believe this, on the higher ground. I still, and I know you guys have talked about that a little bit in the past, but I still can't fathom that is why the frost hit any crop on higher ground. But it was very little. For the most part, not a lot of replant, no.
And it's crazy to think because, again, you're well in the northern part of the state and there's people well south of you got hammered a lot more by the frost, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, it is, and I put in about 600 acres of soybeans, and no, they were all fine. So okay. It's crazy. It's the old thing in life; you just got to get lucky. You know, you can work and toil and think you're smart and do all the right things, and you can still have bad things happen. So,
how about your corn? How high is it?
Corn is actually, you know, what's crazy without the moisture, the corn is still doing well. You know, it's still, until we get to July. I mean, that'll tell us how we're going to actually have if we're going to have any production there. But so far, corn and beans not looking horrible. I mean, they look okay, which it just amazes me with the little moisture we've had.
Well, I want to ask you, because I just got about 2 minutes left here before we got to let you go and we got to move, but commodity prices, boy, they've been seesawing quite a bit. What's going on with commodity prices these days?
Well, of course, the weather is in play. China's in play. South America's in play with their second crop with the corn. But to me, the biggest thing, and I think people forget this, is it usually when you get into these kinds of markets like we've had, you've seen price increases in lumber to housing to the price of gold, you name it. These guys are kind of the big money guys. They're either kind of all in or all out. So I wouldn't take it as much as a big negative that people or that happened yesterday when you saw soybeans drop just about a dollar and corn was limit down and down 40 cents is, you know, hey, the grain market rally is completely over. I think you just had some big liquidation on some easing of inflation fears. So I really believe that the grain market bulls are still waiting, and they're going to wait and see what the weather does this weekend and next week. And if we stay in this trend of little to no moisture, even if the temperatures cool off, I think we've got another run in us. But that being said, I still think as a producer, and I know it's tough because you don't know what your production is going to be,
right,
and this is just from years of experience, you have to have some product sold before the 4th of July. Hopefully some guys do. But again, it's just one of those really tough years, Eric, because even like myself, And I'm a small producer, but I haven't dared sell anything because I don't know if I'm going to have a crop. So you're really caught in betwixt and between on this one.
Yeah, it's crazy. About a minute left or so, did you move ahead with the solar panels on some of your farmland?
Yeah, actually, good question. The stuff in southern Minnesota, I'm in my second of my three-year contract of what's called the development phase, and I just signed up with the same company, EDF Energy out of San Diego, who have now expanded themselves into Cass County, and I just signed another contract last week with those guys. So they're looking to do a pretty good-sized project up here in Cass County, just west of Fargo here. So kind of excited. I really see no downside to the deal at all. So, again, if people have questions on that, they want to call you or call the studio, and Eric, you want to put them in contact with me, I'd be glad to talk to them about it, because I think it's a win for the farmer.
There's some good money associated with it, and it's some guaranteed money, right?
It's unbelievable, and there's no downside, and they pay you up front, and they pay you while they're in the development phase, and if it doesn't work out, boom, you don't pay any money back, and they move on, and they haven't disturbed your ground.
Very good. Ray, I got to fly. Thank you so much. Good luck this afternoon. We'll talk to you again soon.
Always good talking farming. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Ray. We'll catch up with you again. More Farm Talk in just a moment.